Welcome to Force Speaks.
Hello, and welcome to the show today. So today I will be solo. Ray's having some issues. We'll go ahead and play his little intro since he's not around. He's here in spirit, y'all. All right, so I only thought it would be right to go ahead and do a podcast today and celebrate Black History Month. As you know, I am half Black, half Hispanic, so, you know, support my month as well. So Black history and what it means to me, you know, that is my ancestors as well. I'm Dominican, so I'm part Hispanic and part, you know, Black, Haitian. So my descendants, you know, from the Dominican Republic are, you know, French as well. So, all right, so let's get started. That was just a little bit of me. Like I said, Ray will not be on today. He is having some technical difficulties, so we'll move on. Black History Month. Some of the origins and how Black History Month started, you know, the whole reason we celebrate Black History Month, and to me, my opinion, we should be celebrating it throughout the whole year. Shouldn't be a month. Latin history, same thing, Latin Pride Month. I mean, it should be throughout the year. I mean, this brings awareness to everyone, the greatness that Black people did for this country, same as Latin. It's all about America and how it started. So Black History Month, as you know, was created, you know, to focus the attention and the contributions of African Americans to the United States. And, you know, what it does, it basically honors, you know, Black people from all periods, you know, throughout the U.S. history. From the enslaved people first brought over from Africa in the early 17th century to the African Americans living in the United States today. Or if you didn't know, let's put it that way, Black History Month was a week when it first started. So, and there's a reason, you know, a lot of, and I've heard this before, a lot of folks say, you know, why Black history is celebrated in the shortest month, being the month of February. Everybody knows, you know, if it's not a leap year, it's only 28 days. And the reason why it was started to be celebrated in February. All right. So originally it was chosen, February was chosen as a primary month to celebrate Black history, was because it coincides with the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. So Woodson created National Negro History Week, you know, to commemorate, you know, the Black people in the past. And that's the reason why it's in February. So what Black History does in February, it celebrates the contributions and the sacrifices of African Americans who helped shape the nation. So Black History Month, like I said earlier, started out as a week. It was the father of Black history, which was Carter G. Woodson, who first set out in 1926 to designate a time to promote and educate people about Black history and the culture. It wasn't until 1970. So it started off as a week. And then around the late 1960s, Negro History Week evolved into what is now Black History Month. So one of the reasons it's good to learn about Black history, not just for African Americans, white, Latin, you know, everyone, this will help end racism, you know, it would help students and parents, you know, give a full, honest view of African Americans and how it helps fight the xenophobic views. All right, so I wanted to read a, I believe it was a story that was put out by Brandon Fort. And I really like this. I've seen this in the past. And the name of the story is "What Does Black History Month Mean to Me?" So it says, "Black history is a time when African Americans can take time out and see what the people before them fought for. Black history is also a time for rejoicing, celebrating, and thanking those African Americans for giving us hope or a life lesson that could be used. Black history is a time when we can be reminded about what it means to be an African American. Black history isn't just about all the bad times, what we've been through. It's about integrity, leadership, and determination. It's about showing your true character. That is what Black History Month means to me." And this was by Brandon Ford. This is real powerful, empowering. Almost like listening to, you know, Dr. King on the Hill when he was talking. You got to think about everything, you know, during Black History Month, during the whole year. I mean, year round, you should, you know, learn every month, you know, just a new person. You know, sometimes I know when you listen to the TV, you watch the TV, listen to the radio. You know, they'll give you snippets throughout the month, but you should be doing your own research. Latins, blacks, everyone should be learning about each other. So like that, we can, you know, all live cohesively. I mean, this is a big thing that we have going on right now. So much problems in the world right now because no one knows each other. No one wants, you know, to take the time to know the next person. And they just judge everybody by the cover of the book. You know, they don't want to get to know that person. And then when they finally get to know, you know, a person and stop judging, you know, just by their looks, people clutching purses and, you know, all this, you know, stereotypical stuff. I know I've been like that too. First thing you think, you know, when you see somebody, you know, no matter what color it is, you know, they are, you're going to think something wrong just because they're dirty, you know, or something like that. You know, we shouldn't be prejudiced or, you know, until we get to know the person. Just like Dr. King said, it's the content of the character. So that's the way we should be judging everybody. You know, get to know somebody. You would never know, you know, how someone is until you really get to know them. And I know because I'm so many different races all together, you know, I kind of blend in everywhere. It wasn't hard for me. You know, because, you know, I blend in. I know my family members in the Dominican Republic, you know, they're dark skinned. So, you know, they've had their issues. But just speaking from the heart, you know, you should learn a person before you judge them. I mean, this is me coming from the heart. I mean, I know sometimes, like I said, I've had that issue where, you know, I'll say, well, this person, or I don't like that person because, you know, something they've done, you know, but get to know everybody, you know, get to know what everybody provides to this country, provides to, you know, everyone. So in keeping up with that, I wanted to bring up some of the inventions, you know, and I know we've heard some of these inventions, but I'm just going to bring them up again. You know, of what, you know, African Americans have done, you know, to this country and things that you don't even think about, things that are luxury or things that we see every day, you know, and we use and we don't, you know, appreciate, you know, where it came from, the beginnings, the origins. So Sarah Boone in 1892 improved the ironing board. So as you know, the ironing board, you know, has been around for years And then in 1892, Boone basically did a remix of the ironing board. And what she did was she created a more narrower curved design that made it easier to iron garments, especially women's clothing. So she designed it to where it would morph. Morph into a modern ironing board that we use today. So that's one invention. I'm going to go through like 8 of them. So home security, that's a big thing. Everybody uses home security. So back in 1966, Mary Van Britten Brown co-invented the home security. Basically what she did, she devised a early security unit for her own home, spent many nights alone in Queens while her husband was away. So she felt unsafe, especially, you know, the high crime rates, you know, in Queens at that time in her neighborhood. And, you know, police, even back then, you know, was unreliable, unresponsive. So she invented a system that would use a camera that could slide into the peepholes of her front door, and the camera would view and appear on her monitor at home. So what does that sound like? Sounds like the Ring doorbell. So just think about that. You know, this was back in 1966. Let's see here. So a thing you see every day, traffic light signals. So the traffic light was created back in 1923 by Garrett Morgan. Garrett Morgan only had an elementary school education. So Garrett Morgan came up many inventions, including improving the sewing machine, the gas mask. But one of his most influential inventions that we use today, like I said, was the traffic light. So what he did was he created the first 3-light system. As we know, it's the red light, amber light, or yellow light, as some people call it, and then the green light. So he invented that in the 1920s, which in the end result, we've adopted these lights. All right, so in 1940, Frederick McKinley Jones, he produced a refrigerated truck, which would take goods from your local grocery stores, well, from the plant to the local grocery stores. So you can credit him with having fresh produce. Also, in the 1940s, around the same time when he created the patent for the refrigerated truck, his invention actually was very critical during World War II, which helped preserve blood and food and supplies during the war. In 1887, Alexander Miles created the automatic elevator doors. This was invented by Alexander Miles. So as you know, we use elevators every day instead of using, you know, flights of steps. So before, doors had to be manually shut both in the shaft and then in the elevator before, you know, riding, or it wouldn't work. If you did not close both doors, then people would fall out of the elevator shaft. So Alexander Miles created a door that would automatically shut and patented this system back in 1887, which now is largely used in all elevators. 1964, the electric microphone, what I'm using right now, was created Dr. James E. West. So he created the microphone, and that's how we use, you know, that's what we use today in everyday communications, you know, from distance, far and wide, you know, the microphones that we use in our phones, in our cameras. All right, so we all know that Thomas Edison created the light bulb himself. In 1881, a carbon light bulb filament was created by Louis Latimer, 1881. So what he did was basically he created a longer lasting light bulb by using carbon filament. So now we had a longer lasting bulb. So yeah, so Latimer patented a new filament, like I said earlier, by using carbon instead of incendiary materials like bamboo that was commonly used for filaments before. With the use of the carbon filament, it increased the lifespan and the practicality of light bulbs, which had previously died after just a few days. So now by using a carbon filament, you can use it longer than a few days. Okay, so everybody that uses a PC. So back in 1980, the color IBM PC monitor and the gigahertz chip was co-invented by Mark Dean. So before flat screens, before high definition, LCD monitors were the norm. PC displays were limited to, you know, screens with no color that were basically connected to computers with a limited processing power. If it wasn't for Mark Dean, he was an inventor and an engineer. He began working with the IBM as a chief engineer. And in the 1980s, he teamed up with 12 people who developed the first IBM PC. In addition to creating that first IBM PC, he also developed the color monitor, which led to a team that developed the first gigahertz processor, which that massive chip in 1999 would allow us to gain processing speeds faster, you know, within, well, processing rates and processing speeds, faster speeds within PCs. The reason why we celebrate Black History Month in February is to coincide with the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln, president who issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863,
and
Frederick Douglass, an African-American orator, social reformer, writer, and abolitionist. In 1976, under President Gerald Ford, Black History Month was officially recognized in the country. So if you didn't know, this month also honors the contribution of legacy of activists, politicians, and civil rights pioneers, including Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, amongst others. So also abroad in Canada, Black History Month is seen as an opportunity to celebrate the achievements and contributions of Black Canadians and their communities, and have done so much to take Canada, culturally diverse, compassionate, prosperous country. Okay, so some of the other countries that celebrate Black History Month is Canada, United Kingdom, Germany, and the Netherlands. Okay, some more information about Black History Month. Some of the folks that we should be honoring, that made many contributions. So some of the prominent figures, such as Madam C.J. Walker, who was the first U.S. woman to become a self-made millionaire. George Washington Carver, who derived nearly 300 products from a peanut. Rosa Parks, who sparked the Montgomery bus boycott and galvanized the civil rights movement. Shirley Chisholm, who was the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Heavyweight champ Jack Johnson, who became the first African-American man to hold the world heavyweight champion boxing title in 1908, which a title that he held on all the way to 1915. First lawyer, John Mercer Langston, who was the first Black man to become a lawyer, passed the bar in Ohio in 1854, who also was ever elected to public office in America. One of the most famous protesters, as I said earlier, was Rosa Parks, who was credited with helping spark the civil rights movement when she refused to give up her public bus seat to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955, inspiring the Montgomery bus boycott. And then the lesser known Claudette Colvin, who was arrested 9 months prior for not giving her bus seat to a white passenger as well. An eminent scientist George Washington Carver, who I spoke about earlier, who derived 300 different products from peanuts, among them being cheese, milk, coffee, flour, ink, dyes, plastics, wood stains, soap, linoleum, and medicinal oils and cosmetics. Also, the first black senator, Hiram Rhodes Revels. He was the first ever African-American elected to the U.S. Senate. He represented the state of Mississippi from 1870 to March of 1871. The first woman representative, Shirley Chisholm, first self-made millionaire, Madam C.J. Walker, who was born on a cotton plantation in Louisiana and became wealthy after inventing a line of African hair products. She established Madam C.J. Walker Laboratories and was also known for her philanthropy. Oscar winner in 1940, Hattie McDaniel, was the first African-American performer to win an Academy Award, the film industry's highest ire, for her portrayal of a loyal slave governess in Gone with the Wind. First professional baseball player we all know, Jackie Robinson, on April 5th, 1947, he became the first African-American to play in the Major League Baseball when he joined the Brooklyn Dodgers. He led the league in stolen bases that season and was named the Rookie of the Year. And then a well-known famous billionaire, Oprah Winfrey, and then also Michael Jordan joined the Billionaires Club. Robert Johnson became the first African-American billionaire when he sold the cable station he founded, BET, in 2001. And then in 2008, we elected Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States. Then the first black vice president, Kamala Harris, she became the first woman of African or Asian descent to become vice president, or a fact that maybe many people know, the Little Rock Nine. So the Little Rock Nine was a group of nine black students who enrolled at a formerly all-white Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, in September of 1957. So their attendance was a test to Brown versus Board of Education, which declared in the 1954 case that segregation in schools were unconstitutional. So until that court's decision, many states across the nation had mandatory segregation laws, or what we call Jim Crow laws, which required African Americans and white children to attend separate schools. Resistance to the ruling was so widespread that the court issued a second decision in 1955, known as Brown the Second, ordering school districts to integrate. To summarize my podcast today, I just wanted to provide a little bit of education to people who didn't know some of the origins of the reasons why we celebrate Black History Month. And like I said, in my opinion, we should be celebrating Black History Month throughout the year. Shouldn't be a month. You should be studying, you know, history throughout. Shouldn't just be, you know, during the month of February. But I mean, you should be learning, your fellow American, no matter what. This is my final words. Like I said, what it means to me means a lot. If it wasn't for these rulings and the civil rights activists, you know, we would have segregated, you know, schools. You know, we still have a lot of stuff going on. Colin Kaepernick, you know, him taking a knee. I mean, I'm down with it. He's doing it for the right reasons. He got the permission of, you know, some veterans, and he did it the right way. Do I feel he needs to be outed the way he did? He was? No, I think that was unfair. It could have been done better. I think there's so much technology now in the world that could help us, you know, with court rulings, bad rulings, you know, especially in these little you know, country little towns that don't have, you know, the proper justice, you know, like in the past. I think a lot of these cases should be reviewed, justified. So in closing, like I said, this is my contribution to Black History Month. Hopefully everyone enjoyed this podcast. Like I said, sorry, Ray couldn't be on this one, but just remember, be sure to follow us on all our social medias at More Speaks, our webpage, www.morespeaks.com. Some upcoming events coming up, and we still have to update some of our bios. We haven't done that. Sorry about that. But just remember, if you like the program, leave us a like, go to our socials, you know, leave us comments, you know, what you feel, you know, we can bring it back up. Also, be sure that you follow us on our social medias and also on wherever you find your podcasts, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you find your podcasts. I know I go through Anchor, but you can follow me anywhere. We're pretty much on all sites where you can download your podcast. And that's all I got for today. Y'all have a good one. More Speaks.